This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Number to call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. You can text into 701-226-8503, right into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I could give you a fax number, but I probably wouldn't get the fax cell sometime after the show's over. Brought to you in part today by Dakota Lazy J Ranch. You can check them out on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch. I got a phone number I'll give you in just a moment, too. Grass-fed beef, nutritious protein straight to your table. You get all cuts of meat, even steaks and roasts, but there are only a select number of beef available. Serving North Dakota and South Dakota from Morristown, South Dakota, grass-fed Angus beef, Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Providing healthy environments where the cattle thrive, the cattle are happy and healthy, graze on highly nutritious grasses. Never any hormones or antibiotics. The grass is never sprayed. It's always non-GMO. You get the good stuff. On Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch. Or you can call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472. It's Once in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Now, you might have heard Scott just a moment ago, Scott Hennon, saying he was going to step out and we're going to have a guest host. Who do we have?
It's Jamal.
Jamal. Jamal Omar. I had your name in front of me, and then I clicked away. I don't know what I did with it. Hi, Jamal Omar. How are you?
Hey, everyone. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm very excited.
So who is Jamal Omar? Who's this guy that gets to step into Scott Hennon's shoes, and do you actually wear the same size shoes as Scott?
I'm 14, but I feel like a pretty lucky guy today. So I was a two-term state co-chair for the North Dakota Federation of College Republicans. Now I'm just kind of some washed-up, angry guy on Facebook in the comment section of everything.
So, well, that narrows it down.
Don't be angry, Jamal. Don't be.
I'm trying to find
as opposed to the washed-up, angry females on Facebook. That kind of narrows it down to just half the audience on Facebook there. So
I'm just trying to find a new outlet right now, so we'll see how talk radio bodes for my aggression.
It's been known to do wonders. Why are you angry?
Why am I angry? Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how we can talk all we want. It's about Brett Kavanaugh. That's really irking me right now because this is
irking a lot of us.
It's typical DNC behavior. The DNC plays these games because, well, we'll put that on hold. Earlier today or yesterday or whatever, the medical report of Keith Ellingson, the U.S. rep from Minnesota's, like, her medical records came out, and earlier, about a month ago, there were allegations of abuse, and all those allegations, which he denied, and her son actually came out and discussed these allegations of abuse. He said he found a video of him beating her up on her computer, and he called Keith out, to which Keith had nothing to say except for the fact that it never happened. Now she's released her medical records. And these medical records came out in 2017, well before this election, well before everything. But right now she's talking about how she's getting threatened by the DNC, how they're going to blackball her, do all these things. And this is typical behavior where you're going to have all these Dem senators, all these Democrats in the party want to come out, want to talk about how they want to help victims of assault, victims of sexual assault, victims of domestic violence and all this stuff. But it's just a big game to them. We're looking at this game. And, well, if we look at this, we also look at the fact that, like, they knew how bad it would look for the accuser, Brett Kavanaugh, but they heard it 30 days before and they dropped it right before, though. Whether you believe it or not, they play a game with this kind of stuff. And that game is really starting to hurt, like, people on every front. So,
you know, if you show up in a Trump 2020 hat, I bet they don't give you a whole lot of help. I'm just kidding.
Yeah. You know what, too, we should say, Jamal, if you're listening on a North Dakota network, Keith Ellison is a Democratic congressman from Minnesota who has decided to run for attorney general in Minnesota, and I bet you didn't hear that he doesn't even have a law license. He gave up his law license. How do you do that? How does that work?
Wait a minute.
Also buddy,
how do you run for attorney general without a law license? Don't you
there
have to
you
have
go.
One?
There's a question.
I mean,
buddy with Louis Farrakhan, like the Nation of Islam guy, like, and he was, and Louis said he was a member, like in the '90s and all that stuff, and then when he went for politics.
Okay, so has he renounced that, or is he still embracing that?
I'm sure he's renounced it, but at the same point, he also says he had nothing to ever do with them. But like, there's pictures, and there's all that stuff. You can find a lot of it. It's like well documented. Even CNN's covered it.
What
blows me away is
ironized, but I didn't have anything to do with him. But
what blows me away too, guys. Is, I mean, they're saying that he and Doug Wardlow are neck and neck in Minnesota, which just makes me bring into question the thinking in my home state,
which is why I escaped that place in the 80s. I left in 87. I don't like going back at Christmas, but I got no choice. My folks are in their 70s, and they can't be traveling that far anymore, so I'm stuck. How do you run for attorney general without a law license? And I'm just a layman, so maybe that's kind of obvious, and I'm just an idiot. And I am just an idiot, but I'm not running for attorney general. How do you do that without a law license? Isn't that kind of...
You do it in Minnesota, I guess, right?
That's like running a car company and not having a driver's license.
Yep.
How's that work?
Wardlow saying, yep.
Hopefully somebody can answer that question.
And Jamal, I'm glad you brought it up. Yeah, it's been bugging me especially since we talked to Wardlow about him not having a law license. And the hypocrisy that goes with all of this is just blatant and rearing its ugly head.
I just can't imagine picking on her, like being the guy from their little office in D.C. who has to call her and threaten her and say... If you keep talking, you're going to have, like, problems and all that stuff. Though I can't imagine having to be on that level.
Problems as opposed to having been abused. Yeah, okay. Bring it on. If it happened, then it needs to be dealt with. If it didn't happen, then it needs to be dealt with accordingly that way. But anybody who's going to step in and try to silence anybody about something that did happen, karma.
Just saying.
Looks like we have some breaking news right now. There is a shooting in Maryland right now.
Yeah, it was a crazy day yesterday, too. It was all kinds of stuff across the country. There was 8 people shot. Yesterday was like 4 different incidents across the country, different things. No, you know, not schools or anything, but...
This isn't going to bring the gun control people out of the closet.
I'm sure it will.
Okay, and how's that working out for those in Chicago where they have the tightest controls or very tight controls?
What are you seeing on this, Jamal?
It looks like right off the bat it happened at some warehouse. Rite Aid distribution center along 1500. So
a drug warehouse? Great. What could go wrong?
This is just, it's kind of a cycle, like, we will hear about gun control for about the next week, or something even crazier will happen that'll draw the attention. I give, like, people talking about the victims of the hurricane, like, 2 more days, and then we'll be on to something.
Old news.
Something new that can disenfranchise Republicans.
Okay, but everybody who tries to bring up the whole, we're going to get the guns... Never works out, because for one thing, there's always going to be somebody, and it may be somebody who really shouldn't have a gun, but there'll always be somebody with a gun. You're not going to get rid of them. So the question is, how do you properly deal with it?
And we're getting like
FBI crisis squad is on the scene in Maryland, by the way, now. Multiple victims shot, as many as 8, reportedly. Developing story, to say the least. Perryman, Maryland. is what Fox News is saying. Now it's been reported as Aberdeen, but I guess, you know, that same area.
You know, and near Aberdeen. I don't think that, you know, you mentioned, Jamal, that the topic will change on a dime, and I agree. It sure can. But I think that they are so, they've got this Kavanaugh thing right in their crosshairs, and I don't think anything's, until this vote either happens or doesn't, they're going to stay on this because the SCOTUS nominee is a big deal. I think they're going to probably hold off on this gun talk until, you know, God forbid, another school deal happens or something.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's something you have to worry about. I have two little brothers in high school, and it's just who even knows, like, what could happen one day or another, though. And, I mean, I'm still on a college campus. Like, we've had Virginia Tech, and there's been other big high schools. We've had Columbine there, though, so
people... Day to day, does that bother you, though? Does that worry you or scare you, being on a college campus? I mean, is that something you get out of your car and think about as you're heading to class?
It's, I don't think it'd be healthy to think about that,
right,
per se, but, like, I also think I go to one of the safer schools where everyone has a gun within, like, a one-block radius.
Right. Good point. Todd, take it away, buddy.
Be angry, are you? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Even if you're not angry, call us.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
It's as simple as plug and play is the phrase all farmers want to hear when they talk about technology. With the new GreenFit system from Reichardt, plug and play is finally a reality when using John Deere AutoTrack guidance with exciting new products like the Challenger 1000 Series MT700 CVT or all-new C-Series Rogators from Butler Machinery. GreenFit is an authorized navigation interface that utilizes existing John Deere AutoTrack guidance system to steer most Challenger tractors and sprayers. GreenFit eliminates the worry of learning and converting to a new steering system when buying an industry-leading Challenger product from Butler Machinery. Learn more about GreenFit at butlermachinery.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all-natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for me.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, is high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in the feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass. Green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Mineral owners use Mineral Tracker to organize, audit, and track income for royalty interests on an affordable and easy-to-use platform. Mineral Tracker, the only mineral management software that allows mineral owners to compare actual royalty payments to expected payments based on well performance in a proprietary and Bakken-specific reservoir model built by Mineral Tracker's petroleum engineers. Also, Mineral Tracker users gain mapping and storage features to monitor well locations and store important documents in their online accounts. Users with premium account services also gain access to the expert advice of Mineral Tracker's team of petroleum engineers and certified mineral managers. Mineral Tracker, formed in Watford City, North Dakota, a subsidiary of McKenzie Minerals Management, LLP, a family-owned and operated business based in Watford City. Using a shoebox doesn't work. Take control of your minerals using Mineral Tracker. Get a one-month free trial. Cancel anytime. Email info@mineraltracker.com. It's all one word, no hyphen or anything. info@mineraltracker.com. 21 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. Jamal Omar's in for us. Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 to call. And one of the things we've been talking about, I got to admit, this is going to bug me the rest of the day, Minnesota's attorney general race. And if you're thinking, from North Dakota, I don't care. But just think about this for just a second. The guy who's neck and neck to become the attorney general does not have a law license and yet could become attorney general. How does that get elected in?
That's a big question. I don't know.
I mean, I don't even get that.
I don't know. And, you know, what Jamal brought up earlier is the medical records and the abuse he's put on his ex-girlfriend. I mean, well, we don't talk about that. Don't look over here. Don't look back at Kavanaugh. Look over there.
Well, I want to understand his angle. Like, why do you go from being a U.S. representative and having all that writs and rewards to being the Minnesota Attorney General if it's so problematic that you don't have a law license? Like, that's the angle I don't understand. I don't think
I would think the party would be going, isn't there somebody with a law license, because we just get our butts handed to us in this, and yet that doesn't seem to be happening.
I think Elizabeth
and maybe there's some angle I'm just totally missing being out here in North Dakota, y'all, you know, just kind of a, you know, small town man here.
It's really interesting to look at that, though. Like, look at, like, how problematic these people, like, are, like, the extremists in, like, the House and the Senate, the people who are, like, Kamala Harris, people who are, like, Elizabeth Warren, people who are, like, I guess Keith Ellingson in this case. These people end up being, like, very problematic for the party in their own sense. And,
would a Republican without a law license make it?
We'll see if a Republican can make it first.
What gets me is the fact that they're neck and neck, and that Minnesota isn't paying. Really, it doesn't seem like they're paying attention to this and what, you know, his deal is. It's just unbelievable.
I mean, just fundamentally, even if you don't care about Minnesota, I mean, just think, what if this did happen in your state? I don't get how this can happen.
Well, and he's pretty radical. Basic. I mean, he likes a sanctuary city. He likes a sanctuary state idea. He likes health care for all. He likes to spend money.
Do me a favor, and, y'all. Keep him on your side of the border, will you?
I was hoping Wisconsin would take him, but didn't have him up there.
I was listening to some Minnesota sports guys talking about which neighboring state they like best, and Wisconsin was dead last by all those guys.
And, that's true.
And so, and as a guy who spent a year in Wisconsin, it felt like a year of prison to me. It was able to escape. A guy daring enough to wear a New York Giants jersey to a frat party on Monday night football night when the Packers played the Giants, I wore a Lawrence Taylor jersey. That's how daring or maybe foolish I am. Can we let all the sanctuary cities happen in Wisconsin or something?
Isn't there an island that they could go? I mean, a nice Caribbean or a South Pacific island that we could find?
I realize people start to think Founding Fathers is a phenomenon from centuries ago that somehow doesn't apply anymore. But didn't they have some wisdom? And doesn't a sanctuary city scenario kind of go against the whole grain of how we set up our country in the first place? Wasn't there a reason for how we set it up?
End of the day, we can look at it. Minnesota's always been the problem state. Let them have their sanctuary cities. I say send them there. Minnesota was the one state that didn't vote for Reagan. Well, them and I think the District of Columbia.
Can we keep them around the Twin Cities at least so I can, you know. I don't want to have to go to Moorhead and all of a sudden have everything rub off on me.
I mean, that is Keith's district. It's congressional districts.
Over well, I've been telling folks to call, and we got a few. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. John from Minot, what is on your mind?
I don't think Senator Feinstein believed that Ford woman. I don't think she would have let these Senate hearings go through, be conducted, if she believed it.
That's a good point.
And I don't think you have to have a law license or be a member of the bar in order to be on the Supreme Court, neither.
No, I don't think Taft had a law license or... Yeah, let's look that up.
So I don't know about that state's attorney or whatever in Minnesota.
Well, I would tend to think if a Republican without a law license were running, they'd be eaten alive in any hearings, but that's just me.
Well, would you repeat that, please?
I said I don't think a Republican being considered who didn't have a law license being considered for the Supreme Court would get very far.
Well, I'm just, you know, you were talking about regulations requirements, but that's a requirement, you know, not a requirement for the Supreme Court. I don't believe it is. I won't say it is, but I'm pretty sure that it isn't. Weren't they even talking about Obama being nominated for the Supreme Court if a Democrat were in?
I was going to say, if we had a Hillary Clinton presidency right now, that might very well be your next nominee.
And he hasn't got a law license either.
I wonder how folks feel about that. What if that would have been what happened?
That would have really done the country in, wouldn't it?
Changes the paradigm, doesn't it?
Yeah, right.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Didn't he? Wasn't he the one that set up the economy? Didn't we just hear about that the other day?
Well, he's trying to say it's because of him that the economy was so
exactly. Believe it or not.
I did a Google. We're talking about the Ellison thing, and one of the things that shows up, does the U.S. Attorney General or does a Attorney General have to have a law degree or have passed the bar exam? It's not the formal requirement for the job in the sense that there is a legal obligation or this is for the AG, for the U.S. Attorney General.
Right.
But somebody who was not a lawyer or at least didn't have a law degree and, in fact, a long history of practice would find the job virtually impossible.
Well, yeah, it's like running a car company level. When you can't drive. I mean, fundamentally, you think, wait a minute, doesn't this fly in the face of what the position does?
Exactly.
Just guessing. John, thanks for the call. I got some more folks coming up. By the way, the active shooter situation apparently over near in Maryland. Five people shot, three reportedly dead. The shooter, a woman, was one of those shot. Not clear whether she's still alive. More to come. We'll keep you up to date. More What's On Your Mind is on the way. Stay with us.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We've seen all the pictures where houses are literally covered beyond the roof. You don't even know there's a house there.
Now President Trump has seen the devastation in person, visiting parts of North and South Carolina yesterday, which were devastated by Hurricane Florence, and the flooding continues.
Some of the flooding is actually epic, hard to believe.
The president saying the federal government started early with storm preparation and will be staying late to make sure that everything gets done. A lawyer for the woman who accuses Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault says there's no need to rush to a hearing. However, Republicans have scheduled a hearing on Monday to address Christine Blasey Ford's claim that Kavanaugh held her down and groped her when they were teenagers. And Republicans say it's either that hearing on Monday or nothing. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What's on your mind? It's 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Back to Jamal Omar in just a moment, who's filling in for Scott Hammond. When you spray as much as you do, you need support from guys who know spray application, and nobody knows spray application like the guys at High Plains Apache. The new 2019 models are in. Check out the new 40 series of Apache sprayers. They have a new look. They have new features. Financing and leasing are available. Are available. Trying to get the grammar right for you. High Plains Apache has some used sprayers on end, too. If you're looking for sprayers, High Plains Apache, Mandan, across. We said across from Bonanza for years, but there's a Culver's there now. But if you are thinking that Bonanza's still there, then it's across from Bonanza. If you already are aware Culver's is there, it's across from them. 663-2375, 663-2375, 27 before the hour. It's What's in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell, Jamal Omar, Kevin's here, and Scott from Dickinson. What is on your mind?
Well, I was just going to say this Ford lady and this Feinstein, I think they held on to that piece of paper so they could see if a bunch of women would come out of the woodwork like they did for those people from Hollywood. And it backfired on him.
Jamal Omar, the angry conservative, breaking into radio today. What's your take?
Well, I actually read that she's had that. You are right to a point, at least like the point where she has had it for a while. She's had it since July 30th, according to like the sources. I could totally believe that. Like having to find like a bunch of people because like. One person might be bad, but, like, having, like, five, six, seven, like, having some David Letterman-type deal going on, like, that would be worse, and I think that's what they're hoping for, and they didn't find that, and right now it's not nearly as big as they need. Yeah. I don't think that this is going to be the end-all, be-all for him, but we'll have to see, though. I guess we have a local senator here who might decide that.
Hope so.
Let me ask you this question. Thanks for your call, Scott. Appreciate it. Let me ask you this question. Is he going to be borked right out of there? Is he going to go down? It became a verb. It became a verb decades ago, and unfortunately, it's still, and yet we all know, despite the fact it's not technically a verb, we all know exactly what I'm referring to. You become a nominee, and then some crap comes up. True or not, or whatever, and then you're out of there.
base on that. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. Kind of like Rush says, the seriousness of the charge. Oh, okay, so if I make a bunch of serious charges against Kevin over there, they have to be taken seriously because they're serious, because they're big. So is that what we're doing now? The bigger the charge you make, the more likely it is it's going to get heard and considered, even if it's ridiculous?
Then well, it's like Juanita Broderick
against each other.
Exactly. Juanita Broderick. Yeah, she was on just talking about her and, I mean, all the Paula Jones and all the Clinton scandals. I mean, those were real crimes with more than one woman that came, and they were adults.
Huh. And, yeah,
hypocrisy.
Did it matter, it seems. Jeff in Stanley, what is on your mind?
Yeah, two comments, one on Heidi and Kavanaugh and the other one on Obama. I thought I heard a previous caller say that he thought that Obama was not an attorney. Did I hear him correctly? I believe Obama and his wife both are attorneys. Hello?
Do they have their...
Yeah.
Well, you're there. It wasn't me who said it. I'm not sure. Is that...
No, it was a Kevin caller. It was a caller.
Oh, the caller. Okay. Sorry. I remember coming up. I just didn't remember who said it. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, as far as Heidi's concerned, that seems to me that if she's not willing to represent the voters from the state of North Dakota and support that nomination, and she really doesn't have any business being in the District of Columbia, and I would strongly urge Kevin Cramer and John Hoeven to use the pressure from their office to bring to bear on the entire Senate, and particularly the Judiciary Committee, to just tell these folks you need to get on with this, approve the nomination, and move on, because this is totally absurd. They're just insulting us. And I am offended, deeply offended by the tactics that are being used by Feinstein and Durbin and some of those folks. And they're just using this woman to be a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. They're insulting her, and she doesn't even know it.
I hope the truth comes out. And what should happen, happens. But do you think that's going to be what ends up transpiring when the smoke clears?
Well, they're trying to slow walk this thing through. Once the midterm elections are over with, and Republicans are elected instead of a bunch of Democrats, the whole thing becomes moot. They'll let go as soon as the elections are over with. Whether or not there's any truth that comes out or not, it may all be forgotten. But local authorities would investigate such a complaint in the first place, not the FBI. And just because he's being nominated for the Supreme Court, she is saying that the White House should have the FBI investigate this. Feinstein and those folks are just putting these words in her mouth. They've already vetted the guy six times. What are they going to investigate? You got a haystack the size of the state of Georgia, and somewhere there might possibly be a needle in it. What do you do? How do you investigate? You can't.
Plus, is there anybody impartial left in the FBI?
Good question.
They let Struck or Stroke or whatever his name go. They got a few more they should probably let go too. But
well, you got to figure whether there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a few more of them. Yeah.
Yeah. They should investigate Feinstein and all these other people and find out why this woman, if she wanted to remain anonymous, all of a sudden has a polygraph test and hires an attorney. Who suggested that she do that? I'd like to know where that all came from. I don't think she did it on her own.
No. You and I wouldn't do that, Jeff, would we? No.
You kidding? The last person I want to hire is an attorney. I stay away from them more than I do.
Hunter in the bottom of a lake, a good start? Yeah, we've heard it.
You could say that, but I wouldn't say that.
I've hired one or two in my time, too, so...
I apologize for that, Lord. That wasn't that funny.
Oh, yeah. That's all right, buddy. You bet, Jeff. Thanks, man.
Serving pennies in New Guinea. Amen. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I guess we have our next guest on. Jamal Omar. Who do we have coming up?
We have House Majority Leader Al Carlson with us today. Al, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Sorry, I was trying to get it over to your studio, but I got hung up at another meeting over at the new hyperbaric chamber that talks about how you assisted brain injuries. And it was so interesting, I had trouble getting out of there on time.
That'll happen.
I hope the world's going to be a better place once you get out of that thing. And spend some quality time there.
It's all about traumatic brain injury and for head injuries, concussions, and athletics as much as it is for the veterans. And it's working. And we have the first clinic in North Dakota is opening in Fargo, or has opened, and they had they've been getting amazing results. So it's kind of fun to watch those kind of things happen right in our own community.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. It's awesome that something we could be proud of. All right, so Al, tell me, how are things going with the election? How is that looking right now?
You know, it's at the crazy stage now where truth is not part of the equation. The Democrats are obviously, we have big majorities. They'd love to change that equation a little bit if they could. They have never been a big fan of the House Majority Leader, so I expect that they'll be as negative as they're starting to be. And you know what? We're going to hold our head up and talk about our accomplishments, and we're going to tell the truth. We're going to point out the deficiencies in the Democrat agenda, and we'll go to the end, and then the people have to decide. And the biggest thing, as you know, the U.S. Senate race is sucking a lot of oxygen out of the room, and because of that, the focus is going to be on who votes and who gets out. And as that race goes, a lot of the other races will go. So it's going to be a very interesting last 40-some days here as we get to the election.
Yeah, that's a pretty big thing. It's not an easy job to be the House Majority Leader. I assume you're always the bad guy, and you can probably attest to that. I also notice it's starting to get to the point where it is not easy to run as a Republican in South Fargo, because I keep looking at these elections, keep watching them. I've door knocked some of these people and all this stuff, and I keep seeing that it's getting tougher. These races are getting closer and closer, and I assume there's a lot more families moving in, a lot newer things coming in though. But where do you think you could appeal to these new people? Where do you think you could make the Republican Party appeal to these new people coming into South Fargo? These people are really changing the demographic and the voter base.
No, I think a lot of them are still there. As we go around door to door and talk to people, a lot of them are still out there. This is still a red state. But we need to get our message out to those big folks. And the biggest thing we need to do is get them engaged so they go out to vote. Because everything we do has some effect on their life. I always tell people government's pretty simple. It can either do something to you or for you. And, most people would prefer the second choice. But we need to get our base energized. They need to get out and vote. They're still there, and they're still there in big numbers. And we need to get the story out so they understand, and we need to engage them. When you have a primary election where in Cass County 12% of the eligible voters vote, and they're picking city commissioners and park board and school board, that's a real shame. And we need to somehow be able to turn that around and energize our base. I think whether you're a Trump fan or not, I think he did energize the base in the last election, and it's our job to keep that base energized.
That's definitely a very good point, though. You know, if you don't get people out to vote, you can't win, and that's where everyone falls short, because we do have the voters there. These people are there door to door, but it's a matter of fact, if you get them to come out in November, that's where the big issue is, though, because it's tough to get people to come out. It's tough to get people also to come out and volunteer and work on campaigns, though. I think that's a lot different now, thanks to President Trump, thanks to all the other factors of this last election. And yeah, so next question I kind of have, though, is what are your plans for the next session? What are your big goals? What are we going to see happen, though, coming from you?
Well, the biggest thing is that this will be our first session working with Governor Burgum's agenda. You know, we're talking with him, finding out where his priorities are going to lie. I mean, we've always been concentrating on how we continue to grow the North Dakota economy. How do we lessen the tax burden on our citizens? How do we get some, even though we don't collect or assess property tax, what's the state role in funding into public education and those kind of things? And growing our economy, we have plenty of jobs. We just need to make sure that we change our skill set so that we're training our new people.
Now hold that thought. More coming up. What's on your mind right after the break? Stand by.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, I think way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jamal Omar is filling in for Scott Hennin this hour, and Al Carlson is in studio now. Take it away, guys.
So, right off, well, thank you for being here with us. Al has now joined us in the studio, coming from a phone call. Right off the bat, I would like to talk about your infrastructure plan, because that's huge. I believe that the mayor called it a game changer.
Yep. You know, that is a big deal. And it comes from oil money out west. And what we've done is when we set up the oil money, we decided we didn't want to have a complete reliance on the general fund on a one-time resource. So we limited only to $300-400 million what could go in the general fund. The rest of it was divided into buckets. What we did is we moved one of these buckets into the called the infrastructure, the SIF fund, the strategic infrastructure and investment fund. And now what we've done is taken a chunk of that and we've allocated it by a formula, a population basically, to the counties and cities and townships. And for the Cass County, for example, we'll get $30 million of a grant. No loans, it's a grant to use for their infrastructure products. Projects, $23 million into the city of Fargo. And you have to realize that every dollar that goes into those infrastructure projects is another dollar that doesn't have to go on a taxpayer's special assessments. That's a big deal. The mayor did, and Bruce Grubb, his city administrator, I met with them, went over it before in advance, and Bruce said, you know, this is a game changer, how we can get projects done, how we cannot special assess, and it is a game changer for Fargo. 4 years ago, I was criticized because I said we're going to get $120 million for interior flood protection because I knew it was going to take a long time for the diversion to take place. That promise came true. If you drove downtown today by City Hall, there's a new City Hall sitting on a spot that could not have had a building had it not been for that money from the state to build that flood protection wall downtown. And it's allowing development of apartment buildings and other commercial things that are going to happen that are on the tax base that wouldn't have happened otherwise. So the big thing about the upcoming election is being able to get things done. You know, the Democrats, and by the way, if you ever look at a yard sign, try and find the word Democrat on it anywhere, because they will not identify them as a Democrat. They will not identify as the party of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters. They will not do that because they know it's a real negative to them. Look at Heidi's sign. You know, you won't find it. Look at Mac's sign. You won't find it. Look at Republican signs and you'll see it. We are a responsible group. Ask us what needs to be done. Come with us with your concerns and we'll get it done because we have the majority. We have the majority not because we were all appointed to our jobs, because we took our agenda to the people and they voted us in. And we still have the right agenda for the state.
And I think we really do have an energized base. There's people in districts who were seen as like untouchable, like 21 when you have Kathy Hogan running. You've got them running scared. They're putting big money into billboards. The Sierra Heidkamp who's got them scared. Big money into like that electronic billboard. There's yard signs everywhere. They're trying to work overtime though, and I think they're feeling the pressure though. Like, and I can't imagine this isn't not being felt by everyone across the state on the Dem side.
You know, I prefer not to use the Democrats' names. I just talk to them as the opposition. But I would rather have people ask me what I've done instead of what they say I didn't do. And if you look at ours, our agenda will be big picture items, big ideas. We get big results. Theirs will be little ideas, more spending, more government. There is a huge difference between the parties. Don't let them hide behind when they won't tell you what they are. And as the electorate, you need to get engaged. You need to understand what the candidates do and what they can bring. It's important for leadership to come from Fargo, North Dakota. It's really important because we for years thought of from the western part of the state as Imperial Cass. I'm here to defend not only the state, but I'm here to defend Fargo. And you can count on me defending it, whether it be flood control or infrastructure or funding for education or property tax reform, those kind of things. You can count on us to do that because we actually have that as our agenda. And we're not the people running around saying vote for recreational marijuana. We think it's a terrible thing for our state and for its youth. I can show you statistic after statistic that it's a terrible thing. And those people that want it will never vote for me because I think it's the wrong thing. It's federally illegal. We did our best to make medicinal marijuana safe. I'm disappointed as anybody that it's taken as long to get that up and running. You know, we thought it would be less than a year, and it's been almost 2 years before that product will be there. But when little Joni, who has seizures, takes it, little Joni will have a safe product. And that was our goal. And by the way, the Republicans and Democrats were the sponsors on that bill. They like to blame me or other people for delaying it. Had nothing to do with it. It was a bipartisan bill. We fixed a disastrous bill that was poorly crafted, didn't even decriminalize the product. And we've been criticized because of that. And they're wrong because we did it for the purpose of safety. We'll stand up strong for North Dakota values. We'll stand up for people. And I'll speak out and say this is what they're doing to Judge Kavanaugh is wrong. I don't have any vote on that, but it's a terrible thing they're doing. And that's Democrat-led. That's not led by Republicans. as Democrat-led in his politics. So separate the politics and get into what good policy we passed, and I think the decision's pretty clear.
No, I definitely agree with you. And the medicinal marijuana thing, I mean, it's medicine at the end of the day. It has to be safe. Like, FDA trials take 5 to 10 years. Why should we be giving the people of North Dakota something that got carried over here in, like, someone's, like, dirty backpack, or we don't know where this stuff came from?
Well, if you got picked up today with 200 pounds of marijuana in your trunk, it's a recreational pass. I asked the Highway Patrol what would happen. If it was 200 pounds in your trunk and you were headed to Minnesota to sell it illegally, we'd have to let them go because it would be considered legal in North Dakota. What a mistake.
Ooh, wow. Jamal Omar, you made it through an hour of What's in Your Mind. Take a deep breath, my friend. We're back tomorrow.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.